Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
And now, once again, here's the king of Western swing, Mr. Hank Thompson.
Smokey the bar.
In the nursery rhyme, three little men got lost. Like you and me, they couldn't agree. And upon the
tears that washed I love you from the blackboard.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration to what would have marked the 100th birthday of Hank Thompson, the Brazos Valley Boy. Born in Waco, Texas, 100 years ago this week. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane back in time to the good old days of country music. Here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.osherox.com.
Which means that I love you. If you will be my baby, I'll have the gamush for you. It's not too long. Wake up, Irene. It's time to star.
But you can't see them crying. It's so smoky the bar.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music for another Sunday morning here at Way Back with Johnny. We're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of the old St. Lawrence Seaway. We're also coming to you via the historic airways at CFRC 119 FM from the heart of the downtown limestone city of Canada. We can also be heard over our home on the internet at www.osherox.com, as well as our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With that all shared, I would like to welcome y'all into the first weekend in September as we celebrate what would have marked the 100th anniversary birthday of a true country music pioneer and trailblazer, the Texas Western swing legend, none other than Hank Thompson, the Brazos Valley Boy. With that mentioned, Hank was born at 100 years ago this week on September 3rd, 1925. Given the name Henry William Thompson at birth, he would go on to great musical fame in the history books of country music and Texas swing as well. He will also be remembered for being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee back in 1989, and he was also a true innovator of what we call the Texas sound. We all know and love his music to this day. Now, Hank passed away at the age of 82 on November 6th of 2007. However, he is still very much involved in the country music of today with his inspiration to a lot of today's stars. With that mentioned, we would like to pay tribute to Hank Thompson today with a lot of his music and a lot of his memories. So let's open up today's program with none other than another Texas country legend, Daryl McCall, and There Will Always Be a Honky Tonk in Texas, which there always will be, you know that. And then we'll follow with this week's tribute artist, yes, Hank Thompson himself, and a live version of The Blackboard on My Heart. With that, I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening in on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.osherox.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Oh, there'll always be honky tonks in Texas, made in love twin fiddles and a crowded hardwood floor. Yes, there'll always be honky tonks in Texas, from home for lonesome cowboys, ladies who don't like to be alone. Happiness may come and go like the sunshine and the snow, and now and then a friend is hard to find, and the love I thought would stay can sometimes slip away and leave you with no comfort for your mind. And a crowded hardwood floor. Yes, they'll all Texas, home away from home for lonesome cowboys and ladies who don't like to be alone. In my hand, I've traveled across this land. These old boots have walked the streets of many towns. But no matter where I roam, Texas is my home, and that's the place I'll always be around. Cause there'll always be honky-tonks in Texas, faded love, twin fiddles, and a crowded hardwood floor. Yes, there'll always be honky-tonks in Texas, a home away from home for lonesome cowboys and ladies who don't like to be alone. And ladies who don't like to be alone.
Now here's Hall of Fame country singing legend, Hank Thompson.
When I was young and went to school, they taught me how to write. To take the chalk and make a mark and hope it turns out right. Well, that's the way it is with love and what you did to me. I wrote it so you'd know that I was yours eternally. But my tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. It's too late to clean the slate and make another start. I'm satisfied the way things are, although we're far apart. My tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. If you'd been true the way you should and not have gone astray, tears would not have fallen down and washed those birds away. No need to talk, for if the chalk should write those words again, it will be for someone else, not things that might have been. But my tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. It's too late to clean the slate and make another start. I'm satisfied the way things are, although we're far apart. My tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart. My tears have washed I love you from the blackboard of my heart.
Following those opening songs, friends, we are back here, and it's once again that time in the program to send out some special dedications as we open up today's program. With that mentioned, I would like to send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn, and also her companion, my stepfather, Big Daddy Al. For them today, it'll be a classic by Hank Thompson once again, and On Tap, In the Can, or In the Bottle. Then we'll follow with a song going out in loving memory of my late soulmate, forever known as Miss Jenny to our friends and family, but also known by her birth name, Velma LaPointe. I'd also like to mention that my late soulmate, Miss Jenny, would have celebrated her birthday this past Friday. So with that, we'll send this one out. In memory of Miss Jenny, it's going to be a song called We Made Memories, and it's sung by legendary King of the Hobos, Boxcar Willie, today. Then we'll wrap up with a song going out to my good friend, and forever the mayor of Verona, Ontario, as we have affectionately nicknamed him over the years. And that is none other than Willie LaPointe. For him today, it's going to be a song by Conway Twitty called Supper Time. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and also mention that both Conway Twitty and Boxcar Willie would have celebrated birthdays this week as well. With that, welcome in, friends.
On tap, in the can, or in the bottle, to me, it will all taste the same. Down the hatch, cause my throat's open throttle. My heart is pumping sorrow through my veins. I could drink to the times when I was happy, but here's a toast to my misery. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle, oh, bartender, bring it to me. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle, I wonder who's kissing her now. My life I'll have to remodel and learn to live without her somehow. There's no place to go and hide myself. The only sanctuary I see is on tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me. There's no place to go and hide myself. The only sanctuary I see is on tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me.
To forget, the first one was when I met you. We've made memories too beautiful to forget, a million before we are through. If I had the pleasure to love you forever, I tremble to think of the memories we'd make, the good times, the bad times that we shared together, our memories that time can erase. And we've made memories too beautiful to forget. The first one was when I met you. We've made memories too beautiful to forget, a million before we are through. Each moment with you are my precious memory, like the day when I gave you the rose for your hair, and when you told me we're having a baby, you had me walking
too beautiful to forget. The first one was when I met you. We made memories too beautiful to forget. A million before we are through.
Many years ago, in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, come home, it's supper time. We're some of the fondest memories of my childhood were woven around supper time, when my mother used to call from the back steps of the old home place, come on home now, son, it's supper time. Ah, but I'd love to hear that once more. But you know, for me, time has woven the realization of a truth that's even more thrilling. And that's when the call come up from the portals of glory to come home, for it's supper time. When all God's children shall gather around the table with the Lord Himself at the greatest supper time of them all.
Come home, come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen past. Come home, come home.
Howdy, folks. This is the old black landformer, Frankie Miller, and you're listening to Johnny Whitlock. Keep listening to Johnny because he plays country music.
But I owe it all to you and my black landformer.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at Way Back with Johnny. With that mentioned, this coming weekend, from the 11th to the 14th, is the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, where I hope to see a lot of my listeners coming out to enjoy the music and festivities. With that, I would like to pay tribute to a song that Miss Gail Gavin, one of this year's performing entertainers, did many years ago of a cover of an old Mac Beatty song called Old Time Fiddler's Dream. With that, it's going out to my radio uncle and aunt, Aunt Margaret and Uncle Ray Chapisky up there in Eganville today. Then we'll send out a song to my good friends Vic and Linda May Garbert of Iron Prairie, Ontario today. For them, it's going to be a song by none other than the Silver Fox of the Ottawa Valley, yes, Ron McMunn, and an old-time classic called Forever and Ever. I would also like to follow that then with a song by none other than Peter Dawson, who who did a beautiful version of a song called El Paso. And of course, Peter has long been known as a fiddle player. So it's going to be an instrumental version of that old Marty Robbins classic. Also, just a reminder that at the end of the month, we will be doing a 100th anniversary birthday, centennial birthday celebration to the man we all remember as Mr. Teardrop, Marty Robbins. With that, I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening in today. Welcome in, friends.
While I sing about a dream I had last night, an old-time fiddler's thing. Now all the best from east to west had gathered in that dream, and the first to play the fiddle was Ward Allen with his theme. Ward smiled at me and then he said, I'd like for you to meet a guy from down near Charlottetown who'll make you shake your feet. Don Messer is the guy I mean, a fiddler of renown. Just listen to him play that tune, he calls his own breakdown. A man that sure has style, Winston Fitzgerald is his name, from Cape Breton Isle. The Lanark County fiddlers had me tapping heel and toe. The Guio fiddlers played along, and this is how it goes. Dominic Curley played a waltz to polish up the field, and Johnny Waring joined the fun and played a tune with zeal, and Reggie Hill wound up the show with his old sleigh ride reel. I have another old-time fiddler's dream.
Thank you. home where I was born.
G'day folks, I'm Vic Garbutt of Valley Heritage Radio, and you're listening to your good friend and mine, Johnny Whitlock. Stay tuned.
In my Renfrew County home where I was born.
Now friends, once again it's that time in the program to pay tribute to an interview I got to do the other day with a good friend of mine from Texas, and he is the president and the founder of the Heart of Texas Records down there in Brady, Texas. Now this man has not only been a promoter of the Hank Thompson sound and Texas music, but also knew Hank quite well. So I would like to welcome to our program this morning in a first part of a two-part interview my friend and a founder of, yes, Heart of Texas record label, Mr. Tracy Pitcock. Following this first half of this interview, we will hear an all-time classic version of The Wild Side of Life as done by Hank Thompson. But before that, we're going to hear a little bit of Hank talking about this song. Then, following the song, we will break for a message and come back with, yes, none other than the Queen of Country Music and her 1952 all-time classic answer song called It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. With that, I would like to say welcome to our good friend, Mr. Tracy Pitcock of Heart of Texas Records.
Well, Johnny, I appreciate that. Good to be with you this morning, and I appreciate you giving us some time today.
And it's a pleasure to be talking to you. I've idolized your career for many years now, so yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed country music just like you do.
Yes.
And so we try to do everything we can to promote it, right?
That's right, yes. Celebrating Hank Thompson's 100th birthday today, share with us your connection to Hank.
You know, I first interviewed Hank when I was about 15 years old, I guess. I was working here at KNEL Radio in Brady, Texas, and Hank was working a performance down in Mason, Texas, which is about 30 miles from us.
Okay.
And so I drove down to Mason for that performance and had set up an interview through his secretary, D.D., and I interviewed Hank for the first time, and I'm a 15, 16-year-old kid at that time. And I just remember that I still have the tape, and I listened back at the tape, and I was pretty pathetic of an interviewer that day. And I was asking Hank questions, and I know two or three times during that interview he'd say, "Now, no, that's not exactly right. The way it happened was this."
I see.
But he corrected me, but he was really good about doing it. And I was a Hank Thompson fan even before that, but I became a bigger fan during that time. And then, of course, our friendship grew, and we worked a lot together through the years. I booked him on numerous occasions, and then he and Ann became very close, and I would spend time with them at their house. I would stay at their house, and he loved to stay up real late at night. He was a late night owl. And so we would sit at his bar, and he would tell stories. He loved to drink wine, and he would tell stories till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was just loved hanging out with him and being a part of his life and being a part of his career.
For sure. And you also were a promoter of the Texas country music with Heart of Texas Records. How did that get started?
The record label started in the late 90s, probably about 96 or 97. I had been working with an artist that I was trying to find a record label for, and so I pitched her to several record labels, any record label that I could come across, primarily in Nashville. And everybody I talked to told me that she was too old to record and that she didn't have that big of a fan base. And I knew that wasn't right. And
yeah.
So after being turned down on numerous occasions, I thought, you know what? How hard could it be to do a record on somebody? I talked to my friend Justin Trevino, and Justin had a home studio at that time in Martindale, Texas. And so we started recording some projects, and that's actually how the birth of Heart of Texas Records began.
Nice.
Was because of that. Simply, there wasn't anybody else recording the artists that I loved and appreciated.
Exactly. And you are keeping the legacy of a lot of the entertainers ahead and alive today, too, yes.
You know, we've done a little over 100 different albums for different people throughout the last several years. And it's kind of neat to be able to work with some of the great legends, people like, Johnny Bush and Hank Thompson and Daryl McCall and Ferlin Husky and Frankie Miller and so many of those other great legendary figures. We've also done some records on some of the more younger people that are doing traditional country music, like Justin Trevino and Amber Digby and Landon Dodd and people like that.
So when thinking of the Hank Thompson and the Dotsies and the Frankie Miller style of country music, there's really a fan base for Texas style, and it's different than Nashville.
You know, there is. There's a lot of people that refer to the Texas country music, and it is a little different than Nashville. I mean, it's still very heavy fiddle, yeah, and steel guitar, especially. And that's kind of what we've always prided ourselves in, is really featuring the steel guitar and the fiddle and that kind of music. And also, there's more of a kind of shuffle beat to it, because so much music in Texas was created back in the day for the dance halls.
That's true.
Because
yes,
there were so many great dance halls in Texas. And if you're going to be a successful Texas country music entertainer, you're going to have to appear at those dance halls and those honky-tonks from time to time. And that music certainly reflects that.
And the Ray Price style of the shuffle, for sure, yes.
Yeah, that 4-4 shuffle beat has been a very prevalent part of the Texas music scene for a long time, for people like Ray Price and Charlie Walker, who really kind of
trailblazed
that.
Yes, for sure. So you knew Hank Thompson, as we were mentioning. What are some of your favorite memories of Hank?
There's so many great memories of Hank. You know, he loved entertaining. I mean, if you knew one thing about Hank Thompson, that was certainly the road was his life. I mean, he did it for, you know, 7 decades.
Yes.
He was out there entertaining people. He loved performing, and he loved performing up until just, you know, a few short months before he passed away. But he also loved being with people. I mean, there wasn't a time, I don't think, that he performed that he didn't come out after the show was over and sit there on a stool until every fan had left.
Okay.
Because he enjoyed that so much. I mean, he enjoyed talking to the people and hearing the stories. And, you know, he had to hear the same stories over and over again.
Of course.
But
yes,
but he loved that. And that was one of the neat aspects about Hank. Hank developed not only fans, but those fans became friends. He would have people travel, you know, hundreds and even thousands of miles just to see his performances, because they felt like he was a part of their life
and their family.
That's right. Yeah. And yeah, you know, they'd name their children after him.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen people come up with tattoos that would have his face or his autograph or something like that, that these people would actually have tattoos of Hank Thompson. And he had a very loyal fan base for so many years. And
sure.
And I think knowing and seeing him be with his fans was one of the greatest things I had a chance to see time and time again.
For sure. And his music is as much beloved today as it was, like, he's been gone almost 20 years now, I understand. 18 at least. Mm. What keeps his music so fresh to the crowds or the fans out there?
I think it was his voice was the number one thing, because if you listen to Hank Thompson, he pronounced every word that he sang.
Exactly.
I mean, he was a very, very smart man. He was a gifted man. He was a highly educated man. But his pronunciation of the words in his songs were so accurate, and his writing. I mean, he wrote so many of his hits throughout the years, and his writing was done from truly life experiences that he had. But he had a great way of connecting with his fans and the audience. You hear the Hank Thompson Band, the Brazos Valley Boys, you knew who they were before he started performing, before he started singing. You knew who they were because they had that unique sound, especially with that
the drums
steel
and
guitar
stuff.
Signature
exactly.
Sound.
Yeah,
yes, yes. Yeah. It was definitely a unique sound with the Brazos Valley Boys.
That's for sure, yes. Now, share with us what you know about the song, The Wild Side of Life. Did he ever tell you about that song?
Yeah, you know, he did. He actually heard The Wild Side of Life off of a Jimmy Heap and the Melody Masters record. They recorded The Wild Side of Life in 50 or 51. Okay. And he and his wife, Dorothy, were in East Texas, if I remember correctly, and they heard The Wild Side of Life from Jimmy Heap and the Melody Masters. Now, he was working, you know, some gigs with Jimmy. Jimmy had a very successful band, and of course, Hank was working too, but that's where he first heard The Wild Side of Life. And he told me that he wasn't knocked out by the song at first, because it was the same melody to, you know, Thinking It Out of My Blue Eyes and The Great Speckled Bird.
Yes,
and
yeah.
So it was, he felt it was kind of a worn out melody. But his wife, Dorothy, loved the song. And so whenever Hank copied down the words, if I remember correctly,
okay.
Hank copied down the words on a bag, like a trash bag or
yes.
something. And then whenever he went into California to record in December of 51, he was going to record the song "Crying in the Deep Blue Sea," and that was going to be the what he felt was going to be the hit record. That
okay.
was the A side,
yeah.
And so they told him, "So we have to have something for the B side." And then that's whenever he pulled out the little piece of paper that he'd written the words down to "Wild Side of Life." They recorded it as the B record on the B side, and then of course the disc jockeys they were playing "Crying in the Deep Blue Sea," but it wasn't doing real well. They turned it over, and of course "The Wild Side of Life" then became the big hit and stayed number one for 15 weeks in the,
oh, wow.
in the country music business.
Yes.
So it was kind of neat that it was actually Dorothy was the one that his wife Dorothy was really wanting him to record that song. And of course, as you very well know, later that year, Kitty recorded
It Wasn't God
Who Made Honky Tonk Angels,
exactly.
which was the answer.
Yeah.
And so even after the record, The Wild Side of Life, was a hit once, after Kitty recorded It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels, it kind of became a hit again, because so many disc jockeys would play The Wild Side of Life, and then It Wasn't God right after it.
You wouldn't read my letter if I wrote you. You asked me not to call you on the phone, but there's something I'm wanting to tell you. So I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life. The glamour of the gay nightlife has lured you to the places where the wine and liquor flow, where you wait to be anybody's baby and forget the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to the wild side of life.
That song had been out for over a good year. It was recorded by Jimmy Heap and the Melody Masters, which was a very good band out of Taylor, Texas, right outside of Austin. Perk Williams was the singer in that band. But they were recording for a little small label out of California. Distribution was limited. Plus the fact the quality of their was terrible. It sounded like it was made with sandpaper and gravel. So as bad as that recording was, it was still very popular on the jukeboxes. I mean, you could go into any honky-tonk in Texas, and they were playing The Wild Side of Life. So I was doing some songs to go out to the West Coast to record. We'd do some audition things and to see what they sounded like. And Dorothy, that I was married to at that time, and she said, "Do you want to do this song, The Wild Side of Life?" I said, "Oh, that's just that old thinking the night in my blue eyes with some new words to it." She says, "It's got that honky-tonk angel in it thing, and that is just a catchphrase if there ever was one." Well, this was my first record session with Ken Nelson. Ken had taken over the A&R for country music at Capitol. Ken listened to these songs with me. So he shared my same opinion. And I said, "Well, my wife seems to think that would be a great song, and it is popular, I'll say that." I said, "Maybe we ought to cover it." So he said, "Well, let's make it the B-side of the record then." So that's what we did. It was a full 3 months before that song really started to bud. And then all of a sudden, boy, when it did, it shot right to the top and stayed there forever, it seemed like.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox plays the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Melody threw me off of the fact that it had been used so much, and it hit records. And everybody that's used that melody not only got smash hits, but all became members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Carter Family, who did the Blue Eyes, Roy Acuff, who did the me with Wild Side of Life, and Kitty with The Answer.
Yeah, you're right.
all in that same melody.
I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes.
Yeah, that was the song that the Carter family did.
And then Roy Acuff's Great Speckled Bird. Where did the melody come from in the beginning?
Somebody's researched that thing. Somebody like Rich Kinsley or somebody like that, or I don't know. But anyhow, somebody that really delves into the history of country music, I was visiting with one time on an interview or something, and said that they traced it back to it's an old British folk song came from upper England. It ate around Wales or maybe even Scotland.
Did you?
Well, come on, let's go to the fair.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the fall fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Peely, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers. And those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon as they celebrate the finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit SpencervilleFair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, board, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Well, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
And yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classic by none other than the Queen of Country Music, Kitty Wells, and also Hank Thompson. With that mentioned, we are back here following that interview with Tracy Pitcock, and it's once again that time to turn back the years to classics from the vinyl vault, as we salute what I like to call the vinyl blast from vinyl past. With that mentioned, I must first open the vinyl vault door. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open. Let's turn back the years to 1960s era and remember the original Brazos Valley Boys band that Hank Thompson was so proud of over the years. That, of course, is going to be a song off of an old album I found recently of Hank Thompson and his Brazos Valley Boys called The Number One Country and Western Band. It was recorded in 1962 on Capitol Records, and from this original album, we're going to hear an all-time classic called Weeping Willow. We'll be back following this to send us into second hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening. Yes, friends, now we have reached the end of the first hour here at Way Back with Johnny, and it's once again that time to take us up into the second hour of the Way Back show. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to once again a lady who Hank Thompson had a great part in bringing into the musical world through the Ozark Jubilee in Oklahoma many years ago. That, of course, is Miss Wanda Jackson herself, the queen of the rockabilly sound. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to Miss Jackson this morning with a classic called I Love You, Jesus. Then we'll hear from the legendary E.T., also known as Ernest Tubb, and his all-time classic, A Precious Memories. With that, I would like to say that we will be back following this on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour. Following this, we have more great country classics. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
While there's time, there's something I must say, and I'll have to say it in my simple way. Though I don't speak or sing in uptown tones, you'll know I mean the words in this plain old country song. Faith and humble heart, these words I say. I love you, Jesus, in my plain old country way. With faith and humble heart, these words I say. I love you, Jesus, in my plain old country way. I love you, Jesus, in my plain old country way.
Memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. Precious Father, loving Mother, fly across the lonely years. Old home scenes of my childhood in fond memory appear. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold.
Lone Star Beer and Bob Will Fusing have kept my heart alive since you've been gone.
Hi, friends, this is Red Seagull, and you're listening to my friend Johnny Woodlock. Don't you go anywhere. Johnny's going to be right back.
Lone Star.